Now here on Morning Ireland, and let's get a flavour of what it says in today's papers with Ronan Kelly.
Thanks, Carol. One smiling face beams out for most of today's front pages, and it's that of Deirdre Finn. She's the woman who died in the boat fire in Carrick-on-Shannon this time yesterday morning. The Irish Sun reports that a woman on a nearby boat spotted the fire at 20 past seven. A man then tried to get onto Deirdre Finn's boat but couldn't get near because of the flames. The Irish Daily Mirror headline says Deirdre Finn was sleeping when the fire started. The Irish Independent says her death is not being treated as suspicious. Deirdre Finn was a Garda detective who had investigated serious burglary and sexual assault cases. The headline in the Irish Daily Star reads, "Colleagues pay tribute to a lovely person who always put victims first." The Irish Times says Garda Finn was due to retire soon. That other weekend tragedy, the death of a five-year-old boy in a quad bike accident on a farm in County Kerry, is also covered in most papers. The Irish Daily Mirror says he was on holiday from the UK visiting relatives in the area. In other front page stories, the Irish Times reports that the government has stopped working on a compensation scheme for those damaged by the COVID-19 vaccine. This is despite the fact that the government said the scheme would be a priority. The paper says that 25 other jurisdictions around the world already have vaccine injury compensation schemes. In other health news, the Irish Daily Mail tells us that artificial intelligence is proving useful at tracking cancer. Sometimes, the paper says, doctors can have trouble locating the origin of a patient's cancer. Researchers using AI modelling have now doubled the chance of doctors finding and treating cancer more precisely. In the Irish Independent, two stories about Ukraine. One is that since the Russian invasion, Ireland has given the country military aid worth €122 million. Below that story is a photo of a Ukrainian student from Kerry who's got into an engineering course in the University of Limerick. He has to accept the place by 3 o'clock tomorrow, but he can't accept unless he gets a grant, and the government have yet to decide if Ukrainian students will get third level grants. Ukrainians and the HSE is a story in the Mail. The Ukrainian ambassador to Ireland is unhappy about the hospital care of two of her country's soldiers who've been evacuated here. The paper says that in a note to the Minister for Health, she says their treatment is very worrying. Three different stories about vans in the papers this morning. The Irish Daily Mirror reports that a man who appeared in court yesterday, charged with distributing drugs, had used a DHL van as a front. The Irish Independent features a van of a different sort. Dubliner Shane Monks O'Byrne is pictured in an alpine meadow in France outside a van he's bought and turned into living accommodation. He's been living in the van and travelling around for 4 years, and he lives in it with his girlfriend and has insulated it like a Swiss chalet, so he describes it as a cosy sardine can. And a few pages back in the Independent, there's a photo of yet another van. It's kitted out as a mobile simulator to allow care staff experience what it's like to have dementia. They're given shoes with spiky insoles, several thick gloves to wear, and glasses to distort their vision. They're also given headphones which play static and unintelligible noises. And still on dementia, and one of the finest pieces you'll read in the papers today, Anthea Rowan writes in the Irish Times about her late mother's dementia. She said she learned her most precious lesson from a Dublin doctor who told her, "She may not remember who you are, but she will remember how you make her feel." Anthea says that when she would help her mother in the bathroom, her mother would ask her, "Who taught her how to help people?" Anthea would say, "My mother. She looked after my gran. She must have been a very kind woman. She was."